It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93. TJ with you here while you're obeying the law today and listening at work. And I have Christine Nessler in studio with me again today from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Good to have you in. We're going to talk about something today that maybe some of our listeners have seen if they are subscribers to the newspaper here in town in the Free Press, which is kind of a neat deal. It's an Ask the Expert session that you guys do once a month with the Free Press, right?
Yeah. Yep. We have Sharon Chater, who is one of our social workers and case managers at Freedom Home Care, that contributes to the Ask the Expert section in the Free Press the first Tuesday of the month.
All right. So I have the question here. And what I think is great about that is for those that do read the paper and read the article and get the answers they're looking for, they have them. But those that maybe didn't see the article or don't get the paper, we're able to pass along that useful information here on the radio as well. So here was the question that Sharon answered, and then we'll go over the, her response. She said, the question was, my neighbor shows increasing signs of memory loss. I help him out as much as possible, but I work full time. He's still driving a car, has not had an accident yet. With winter upon us, I'm concerned he may get lost. What suggestions can you give me? That's a great question.
Yeah, it's a tough one, too. A lot of times people are fearful admitting that they have memory loss, and that's unfortunate, but it's the truth of it. So a good place to start is really identifying people that that person respects to talk about the memory loss. Is it their children, a pastor, friends, doctor, you as the neighbor? But it's good to have those conversations because certain types of memory loss can actually be helped by medications or treatment. Another thing that Sharon brings up that's a good reminder is that tests can be done to determine what type of memory loss a person is suffering from. So in this, you know, in these instances, it's really nice to have a person to go with that neighbor, whether it's a professional or a friend and family member to coordinate and attend those appointments. That's a lot of information to take in. And so to have somebody there with him is a good suggestion by Sharon. And she points out that we actually at Freedom Home Care now have professionally trained staff and case managers that can be scheduled to go along. So that's where that case management piece comes in that we added for services back in August or July. Geez, it's been a little while now.
Time goes by so fast, too.
Yeah, it does. But really to have somebody there to be able to coordinate appointments, attend appointments, and then really give you a summary of this is what's happening, this is what the doctor's suggesting, and being a person that can tell the doctor some of the situations that you're going through, too. You know, sometimes when you go into the doctor's office, you've got 10 minutes of FaceTime.
Right.
So it's really important to get the right information out there. And sometimes, you know, you're only concentrating on the most pressing issues at that moment. But maybe there's a few long-term issues that could be contributing that should be a part of that conversation as well. So sorry about that. That's a sidebar.
Yeah, that's all right. Nope, makes sense.
But I think important. You know, so another thing to think about, too, you know, is that, like I said, the case management piece, it's easy to get started. It's all we do is getting a free assessment for somebody, have a meeting, find out if that case manager is the right person to talk to. But really, it's about trust. So if it's a case manager or if it's a friend, neighbor, family, pastor that talks to that person, but it's important to get the conversation started.
All right. And before we get that contact info out there, a reminder about something we talked about last week is that quarterly through 2018, you're going to be doing the Dementia Friends experience for people.
Yep.
Lisa and I are excited next week to come and try that, see what it's all about, because it's something that's it's fascinating and to know what somebody might be going through and how it affects them. When there's just really no way for us to know, I think is what's so interesting.
Yes.
So if people are interested in being a part of that event on Tuesday, still some time to get signed up?
Still time to get signed up. It's a two-part deal, virtual dementia tour, which is a simulation as we talked about, and then a Dementia Friends presentation. But for either of those, space is limited, so it is important to sign up before Tuesday. And they can just contact me at Freedom Home Care. That phone number is 507- 387-4663. or they can email me at cnessler@freedomhomecarellc.com.
All right, let's talk about the website quick, too. I know that's part of the email address there as far as the address goes, but there's a lot of useful resources on your website.
Yes, absolutely. So at freedomhomecarellc.com, we actually do have Sharon's Ask the Experts posted on our website, right on our homepage for our blog. We also have the information about the dementia experience, and I encourage people to go check that out because it gives dates and times and how to sign up right there on the website.
Excellent. Christine Nessler with us today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.